Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with
Brad Forder, Programming Director with the Environmental Film Festival.
Yes, that's the Environmental Film Festival, also known as DCEFF. That's what you can find on the website. And it's March 15th through the 25th. Thanks so much for coming in, man.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. Thanks for having us.
Now, before we get, I want to get into this year's slate. But first, give me some, you know, sort of the basics. Like, how long have you guys been in operation here?
Yeah, perfect. So this is our 26th year, and so we are starting up again. This is, for us, this is an exciting time because this is a year-round process. We start programming really in May of last year. We start looking for films. Part of my job is researching, reviewing films, selecting the films. So at this time, we're excited because we have a great lineup. We are screening about 130 films throughout Washington, D.C.
From how many submissions did you narrow
probably
down?
Probably 600 to 700 submissions.
Okay, wow.
So a lot to narrow down. We'll probably have about 70 features, about close to probably 50 shorts.
Awesome.
So it's a good variety. And again, we're thrilled to start on the 15th, and we will be running through the 25th.
So that's cool. So it's been going for a while now, but what all venues are we at this year?
Yeah, so we'll have about over 30 venues. National Geographic is a partner, so we'll have a lot of screenings there. Carnegie Institution for Science is another venue. E Street Cinema has been a partner for a long time, so we're excited to screen a lot of films there as well.
Awesome.
Yes.
How have you seen it grown over those 20-some years in terms of attendance? And
yeah, so what we're seeing, too, is, you know, we're seeing, I think, one of the things we do in addition to screening films is we're conveners for conversation. And I think over the last couple of years, you know, we've used the film not just to watch film, but also to talk about broader environmental issues. And so we've seen capacity go up in a lot of our theaters the last couple of years. Also, you know, from the standpoint, too, of growing. I mean, it started with Flo Stone, our founder, 26 years ago. She started working with Smithsonian Museums. Smithsonian's been a great partner for us. We've built it up into what it is now, which is, you know, almost 11 days of film.
So. Awesome. Well, let's go into the movies.
Great.
We can kind of move chronologically through a little bit if you want. So let's start with opening night. What can we expect opening night?
Great. So opening night, we're really excited about this one. The Last Animals is a film by Kate Brooks. This is her first feature. Kate is a well-known photographer. She's done work with Time and Newsweek. She's been a cinematographer. She shot on a film, The Boxing Girls of Kabul, which was came out a few years ago, won a female boxing academy in Afghanistan. But this is the first time she's directed, and it's a great film. We're going to be screening it at National Geographic, as you mentioned, Thursday night at 7. But it kind of weaves in two different plots. The first is, unfortunately, kind of the dwindling plight of the northern white rhino. And one of the takeaways for me from this film was when Kate started working on the film, there were seven of these white rhinos in the world. When they finished shooting, there were three.
Oh, my gosh.
So even in just that short amount of time. So along with that, she also throws in kind of she weaves in the plot, too, of illegal ivory trafficking. And so we're fortunate to have a good discussion afterward with Kate. We're also going to bring in Dr. Sam Wasser, who has done a lot of work with illegal trafficking, and also Gretchen Peters.
Well, that's going to be powerful. Where is that one? Where is the opening night held?
So opening night will be at National Geographic, and it'll be this Thursday on the 15th.
Awesome. And then definitely stick around for the panel afterward. That's going to be a heavy one. All right, awesome. Let's moving through. I know we have 11 days of movies, but maybe give us a couple of the highlights along the way there.
Yeah, definitely. So also our theme this year is stories from the front lines. And so we are trying to, you know, give a platform to those environmental heroes. And one of those people is Silas Siakor. And Silas is a Liberian activist. He's done a lot of work for deforestation, working against illegal logging. And so on Thursday, March 23rd, also at National Geographic, we're showing the film Silas. It's directed by Anjali Nayar and Hawa Esseman. Anjali will be with us, and we're very fortunate to have Silas with us as well. So this was a film that took 5 years to make. So following Silas focusing on his work in Liberia. So we're very excited about that.
Wow. Also, any other highlights along the way?
Yeah, so for sure. So closing night, I want to mention as well, we're going to be screening the Luis Sahoyas film, The Game Changers. So Louis, of course, won Oscar for The Cove 2009. Oh, yeah. He's been to the festival before with Racing Extinction a couple years back, a climate change film. So we're glad to have him back. And this film is interesting. It follows a group of world-class athletes primarily whose diet is plant-based. Mm-hmm. They don't eat meat. They don't use meat as a protein in their diet. One of the, I guess, the narrator who's kind of talking us through the story, who's introducing us to these athletes, is James Wilkes. And he's a former UFC champion. He himself has a vegan diet. And
really? Nice.
So he will be there with us as well. So we're thrilled to have Louis and James attend. So we'll have another good discussion after
that. The guy
that.
In the cage.
That's right.
Like the caged animals. All right.
Exactly.
That's interesting. You'd never think. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Any others you want to highlight in between opening and closing night?
Yeah. So in between, like I said, we have 130 films, but a couple other highlights. We have four awards, and three awards go to features, but we also have an award for a short film. And so this year, our short film award goes to The Water Warriors. It's a film by director Michael Primo. Michael's an activist himself, kind of turned filmmaker. But it's, you know, one of the things, too, that's great to find is a positive story. Finding something positive, and in this case, it was a community in New Brunswick, Canada, that fought the oil and gas industry, and they were successful. And so it's always nice to see a success story in these environmental mm-hmm. films. And so that will also be at National Geographic. So we're thrilled to screen that also.
You mentioned
week.
It was your short film award winner. So you've already divvied out the awards.
We have.
Okay.
So
it's interesting that you guys hand them out ahead of time. I know a lot of festivals, they screen them throughout, and then the jury will vote during that. So why is it right. important for you guys to, you know, as they're coming in, as you're setting up your lineup, say, here's the, you know, five or so that are getting the awards, and then you sprinkle in the rest.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So the four awards that we have, three of them are given to features. One of them is given to the short, as we mentioned. And so they're predetermined to focus not just on the theme, which this year is stories from the front lines. We're also looking for quality of film. We're also looking for relevance of topic and theme. And a lot of them are juries. So doing it before the festival allows us enough time, you know, to find the perfect fit. And so all of these really are, they rose to the top this year. So we have a good selection. One of the awards goes to Silas, a film it just mentioned about mm-hmm. Silas Siakor. Another film, which is kind of a more artistic film, is called Five Seasons. And it's a profile of Piet Aldoff. So he's a landscape artist from the Netherlands. Tom Piper is the filmmaker. He's a New York filmmaker. But he followed Piet in his gardens in the Netherlands for about a year or so, took him through the five seasons as the title picks up on. And it's interesting. I did not know who he was. I saw the film for the first time at Doc NYC, and I was walking back to my hotel and happened to be walking along the High Line. And for those who don't know him, he's best known for his design of the High Line.
He designed the High Line.
He did. So he designed the
this
landscape.
This is like an elevated
there.
Walking thing. I don't know. Just,
exactly.
I mean, we know what it is, but yeah. It's what street does it go to? It's from down like by Meatpacking District up, or is it Chelsea?
Exactly. You Market? Can almost take it from Penn Station, yeah. Just head west, and you can take it all the way down to the Meatpacking
so
District.
He designed that.
He did. So, and he's done some work in Chicago with Millennial Park. This is just like appreciation for nature. It's a beautiful film. And so we're thrilled to have Tom and also Piet here. And so that will be another screen we'll have at the National Gallery, another great partner for us this coming Saturday.
So you mentioned some of the award-winning films. Is there a prize involved that they're, you know, that they get?
We have about a total of $30,000 that goes to these four filmmakers for the awards. So not only are we, you know, definitely trying to raise these films up, not, you know, for the quality of filmmaking, the artistry, the environmental message, but also we want to support these filmmakers too.
So they can make the next one.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And so, so the awards will be given out during the screenings. And again, that'll be for Silas, Five Seasons. Also, I mentioned Game Changers earlier. That will be our closing night film, but it will also receive an award that final night.
Awesome. How can we find out more? And, you know, how much are tickets? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right. So all ticketing information, anything I missed. We have 130-some films. You can find it all at dceff.org.
And I assume you can get individual passes plus probably a whole festival-long one.
Right. So we do individual tickets because we have a lot of partners, because we have about 30 plus venues. You can do individual tickets all through our website. So the website's the easiest place to go to get ticket information.
Awesome. Well, again, everybody, it's the Environmental Film Festival, dceff.org, March 15th through the 25th. Thanks so much for coming in.
Awesome. Thanks, Jason.
Appreciate it.